I will read the sermon scripture today in Cantonese. 在罗马书的第八章一至到十一节，因此如今这些在基督耶稣里的人就不被定罪了，因为生命之灵的律在基督耶稣里把你从罪和死的律中释放出来。律法因肉体而变得软弱，有所不能成就的，神已经成就了。他差遣自己的儿子以罪身的模样来，成为赎罪的祭，在肉体上给定了罪名，好让律法所要求的义，在我们这些行事不随从肉体而随从圣灵的人身上，可以完全表现出来。因为随从肉体的人思想肉体的事，随从圣灵的人思想圣灵的事。属肉体的思想带来死亡，属圣灵的思想带来生命和平安。因为属肉体的思想就是与神为敌，他不顺服神的律法，事实上也不能顺服。属肉体的人不能讨神的欢喜。至于你们，神的灵既然住在你们里面，你们就不是属肉体，而是属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不属于基督。因为基督若在你们里面，那么你们的身体虽然因为罪的缘故是死的，圣灵却因为义的缘故赋予你们生命。那使耶稣从死人中复活的神的灵必住在你们里面，那使基督从死人中复活的神也必定藉着住在你们里面的圣灵，使你们必死的身体活过来。以下是这篇的经文一些重点，我们今天是否感受到圣灵的感动？圣灵在我们中间是否受欢迎的呢？大约2000年前，圣灵与教会同在，我们感觉圣灵在我们中间的运行吗？因为今天就是圣灵降临节，在现实中我们生活在圣灵为我们已经战胜了的很多属灵的事情的里面吗？因为我们今天这段的经文讲到，第一就是我们已经不再被定罪，我们已经是无罪释放，我们是得到自由的一班人，我们按着圣灵而行，而不是根据我们肉体的私欲而行。生命和平安是要根据圣灵来建立我们的思想，因为圣灵是赋予生命和平安的灵。我们是否在圣灵里面呢？然而神的灵住在你们里面，你不是属肉体的，而是属圣灵的，这个第九节讲。我们是否感觉到圣灵的力量？那使耶稣从死人中复活的神，也将使你们必死的身体复活过来。这个就是我们今天这个讲道的重点。以下就会由 Pastor Arthur 来到去分享他的信息。
Praise the Lord for you who understood. Anyway.
Thank you, Pastor Boris.
It is a privilege to have a Chinese-speaking congregation with us. And he did read from Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. As we celebrate Pentecost today, this is a word that came to my heart. And it says this, Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. By sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh in order that righteousness, the righteous requirement of the law, might be fulfilled.In us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, they will set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind of the things, the mind on the flesh is death. But to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that does set on that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Praise the Lord for that. So we're talking about Pentecost. We got to ask ourselves the question, are we or do we feel the move of the Holy Spirit in us, in our daily walk? Do we sense the Spirit? When you sing praises to the Lord, do you sense the Spirit? Is he the one that pushes you to glorify and to give the word, or is it Dory? It cannot be Dory. She's too small for that. Just kidding, Dory. It is about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads us to do certain things, and that's how it should be. In fact, I would even recommend and suggest that the Holy Spirit should have total place, full place in our hearts. So about 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit came to be with the church. Are we feeling the Holy Spirit move among us? Are we living the realities of what the Holy Spirit has conquered for us? He did quite some conquering. He did major things. And we read in the text, for example, no condemnation. Now, Pastor Barry, you have now, whatever, 30-some years in the ministry. Is it? Did you say 30-some? 25. Oh, I inflated that a little bit. 45? Oh, no, actually, okay. So, 45 years in ministry. You might be looking back and say, man, you know, man, I should have done this better. This thing I didn't do right. Oh, my goodness. I should have said this instead of that. Here I lost the opportunity to be quiet. Here I lost the opportunity to speak something. The Lord comes along and he tells you, no condemnation. He knows your imperfectness and mine. And the Lord is not the type of God that points fingers. You, because you did something, you shouldn't have done this. Guess what? No condemnation. It is forgiven. And when the Lord forgives sin, he takes the sin, he puts it in a bag, puts it a big, and ties up the bag, throws it in the ocean where it is deepest. Not just that. Now, I'm adding on here, probably puts a sign up there, prohibited fishing. He will not take it back. No condemnation. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And that goes for all of us. No pointing fingers from God. Now, the Holy Spirit also sets us free. We read the text. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. I have a list of things that he set us free. You want to hear it? All right. Free from yourself. Because you know, you and I, we are weak, right? So he frees us from ourselves, from our fleshliness, from our weakness, from our sinfulness, our dirtiness. He sets us free from ourselves, free from sin, free from disease, free from the bondage with Satan, free from religion, free from the law, free from the prison of the mind, free from pornography, free from weakness, free from pain, free from fear, free from worry, free from hatred, free from anxiety, free from lukewarmness, free from materialism, free from all kinds of things. When he sets us free, we are free. We are not in bondage. That's what the Holy Spirit does. That's why he came. We are free. Oh, these are certain sin I cannot let go. That is nonsense. Oh, the devil has me on this one. That is nonsense. The devil might be powerful, but the spirit that is in you is more powerful, is bigger. Because he comes from God. He is the direct representatives of God. He is the one that knows the deepest parts of the heart of God. He is the one that is here. He came on Pentecost over 2,000 years ago. He is with whom? With the church. Who is the church? You. There you have it. It's you. You have the Spirit in you. Can I hear an amen? Help me preach, people. Walking according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. Now that is the daily walk. Another thing that the Holy Spirit does. In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled, this is verse 4, in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We do not longer walk according to the flesh. We like to please the flesh. Because of our weakness, we are still in the flesh. But we are not walking according to the flesh. Why? We died. We died. We're dead. In Christ, we are now alive. But we ourselves, we crucified. We are crucified. We have crucified the flesh. We are now alive in Christ. Can you hear an amen? Praise the Lord. How can we possibly be able to rise above the fear, the temptations, and the hard places of this life? You can do it because of the Holy Spirit that is in you. There's actually a Holy Spirit in you. Has it dawned on you? The day you surrendered your life to the Lord, that was the day that the Holy Spirit came in you. In fact, you wouldn't be able to recognize, you wouldn't be able to confess your sin, even recognize your sin if it wouldn't have been because of the Holy Spirit. That's why walk according to the Holy Spirit really means to set your minds on things above, and walk according to the Spirit really has to do with letting go of earthly things. All of a sudden, the earthly things, they kind of lose its value. It's not really that important anymore. Because you have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of God in you. That makes you walk and become interested in the things of God. Because the other things, all of a sudden, you need money, you know, for food. And you think you need some certain security for retirement. But really, really, we do only need one thing. Or one, or someone, and it is the Lord. He will take care of his children, he said so. Now, you might think that the government is going to cut off the retirement money that will because it's broken, because, you know, file bankruptcy or something. Shouldn't really worry you, should it? Because you're a child of God. You should be just fine. And I mean it. Now, but guess what? I'm preaching to you guys, but I'm preaching also to me. Because I like to have some extra. You know, you never know what tomorrow will hold and stuff like that. But I can tell you, ultimately, we are in the presence of God. Very well taken care for. Praise the Lord for that. Now, by walking in the Spirit, there is really no other way other than choose between one or the other. There's, you know, we cannot have the best of both worlds. And that's a hard one. Because really, well, I like this and I want to do this, and this is because this is the best. This is, wow, this is, you know. And then, oh yeah, there's Sunday morning, I come to worship. The Lord really isn't too much interested in that type of thing. Jesus repeated himself a couple times. He said, you cannot serve two masters. Or you serve the Lord, or you serve the world. What's going to be? The Holy Spirit is here. Powers of heaven are here to help you to serve only one master, and that is God. Because you're going to him, by the way. Pastor Bear already mentioned that he might come in the next couple days or weeks or months. Who knows? Or years. We don't know. But he is coming for you. Where will he find you? Or what will he find you doing at a time he comes? Where will you be? What will you be doing? Will you be in the worries of life? Or will you, oh, my master has come. Praise the Lord. I was waiting for you. I was desperate waiting for you. What it's going to be? I know I have made my choice. Pastor Barry and Pastor Bev have made their choice. And they have passed it on to their children, have they not? Praise the Lord. See, right there you already got a little crowd saying, yeah, yeah, he taught us. Praise God. So we cannot live under fear. We cannot live under agony or pain or sin or hatred or unforgiveness or materialism or pride or self-pity or greed and still say, yeah, but I have the Holy Spirit. I'm okay. We cannot. There is no space for greed. There is no space for materialism. There is no space for all these things from the world. If you want to be living according to the Spirit. Like I said, the Holy Spirit has come to be with us until the day the Lord Jesus Christ opens the clouds, has a peak down here, takes us to where he is. It is coming. It might be sooner than we think. Now, do you remember the story of the wineskins and the wine? Jesus talked about it in Matthew chapter 9, verses 16 to 17. Now, it says this, no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. For the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Makes sense for those who like to knit things. If you have a good jeans. Well, now yeah, they don't even put any patches on anymore. They leave it open all the way. I mean, we're talking then, at that time. You have a nice pair of jeans, and all of a sudden you were playing, and all of a sudden, oh, the brand new pants that you got for Christmas got ripped. Your mom, when she would cover it up with some other cloth, she would not, for sure, get a shrunk, a bad piece, probably a different color, by the way. Some of us had different colors even on it. But you cannot put a good cloth with a bad cloth together. It makes things worse. Now, the text goes on, nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into the new wineskins, and both are preserved. So the Lord Jesus said that the old wineskins will burst when new wine is poured in them. And it really has to do with mindsets. If you, let's say, are a new wineskin in Christ Jesus, if they put old wine in it, It will ruin the wineskin. Because it doesn't work together. The same way, if you are a new wineskin and somebody puts new wine in it, it will preserve. Now, the Holy Spirit is the new. If we live in a style of religiosity, if we live in a style of this is how we have always done it, this is the way we did it back 50 years ago, and this is how it needs to be because I like it that way. Guess what? It's going to be very hard for you to actually get some new revelation into you from the Word of God. You won't endure it. You will resist it. You will say, no, I don't want this. You have closed yourself to the new. And the Spirit brings always something new. That's what He does. He brings newness of life. And if we don't, if we close ourselves, it will just not work. We will resist the new. And that's why, again, I invite all of you to die to self. And say, Lord, Holy Spirit, is there something new you want to do in my life? Please, be my guest. Do it. I am open. You will surely think, well, why does it always have to be my way? Why can it not also once in a while be God's way? Or a newer way? Or a better way? We hold back. We have closed ourselves to the new. But guess what? When the Holy Spirit has freedom in your life, when He has freedom in your heart, all of a sudden, you know, you start singing to the Lord a new song. Isn't that what the Bible says? Sing to the Lord a new song. We like the old one. You know, those good old hymnals. Oh, this is the song we saw about 45 years ago. That's the one. All this new stuff, it's just... I'm not saying that all the new stuff is, you know, the way it's being presented today is the best. There are some theological flaws in them, for sure. But it also tells me, if we always resist the new, we will have no opportunity to grow. And the Lord wants to feed us with something new once in a while. It is okay to change. It's okay to be different in God's kingdom. He wants to use us. And He does things different because God is just, I mean, the Word, the main thing, what's written in the Word, the inspired Word will never change. And God does never change. But He is in a process of changing us, is He not? Are we allowing Him to change us? Or are we thinking we are already good enough? I don't think so. At least not me. Maybe you guys, you know, you're older folks, you might be a little better than me for sure. But I'm learning, but I want to be open to the things of the Lord. Do you want that? So that's why, you know, by walking in the Spirit, sometimes it really has to do a little bit with rocking the boat. Rocking the boat of religiosity and even church programming. All of a sudden, our own styles or preferences start desiring to give way or start all of a sudden to give way to new things of the Spirit. It's okay. And believe me, one other thing here. By walking in the Spirit and by being in a process of change and by allowing even the Holy Spirit to do a different thing in your life, it might cause some hurts in people around you. They might not quite understand. They might say, now what is going on? What's with this guy now? Why is he all of a sudden in church raising hands and praising the Lord? That's not how you do it. You don't clap in church. You be quiet. You don't have drums. Come on. Well, you know, when the Holy Spirit does things, it starts, you know, it gets a little more lively, a little more, eventually, more noisier. At least it has always been like that. It's got, each time the Holy Spirit does something in somebody, there will be a type of revival taking place. People get changed. And they praise the Lord and become passionate for the things of the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. That's what the Holy Spirit came here to do for us. Walking in the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to wrap it up with this. I have a couple more things to say, but you know, we are on time here, but we want to, you know. Walking in the Holy Spirit brings new dimension in our walk and our faith. It really opens up. You know, you're all of a sudden, you dream dreams, you see visions, you experience newness of life. Life and peace. Life in abundance. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that you may have life. But he didn't stop there. And have it to the full. That's what I'm talking about. Not just a misery, or I'm lacking a word here, or a poor Christian walk. Barely make it to the next Sunday. No, in full vigor, praising the Lord and sharing the good news with whoever gets in front of you. And in verse 11, this is the last verse here we read today. And he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will also give life to your mortal bodies. Do we sense his power? Think about that the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the grave, is the one that is here today. And he is willing to rise you up too. Hallelujah. One day you will live forever. No more pain, no more disease, no more filthiness, no more bad smells, no more itchy skin. Like I shared here before, no more mosquitoes. Think about it. You will live forever. The same Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead after he was dead for 3 days, he will rise you up. Give the Holy Spirit a chance. Be open to what he has. Don't put yourself, this is a tradition that I am in, and here I'm sticking, and I'm sticking, and I'm not opening up to nobody. Don't do it. Open up. Say, Lord Jesus, hey, I want to be free. I want to be filled. I want to have the joy. I want to be living this life in Christianity the way you want me to live. And the Lord's going to do this. So as the choir got ready here, let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your presence, your Holy Spirit is here with us. Came over 2,000 years ago and brought us life and the possibility to live an abundant life. Oh, Jesus, forgive us, Lord, if we have lived a life that is not according to your will. We have tried to be a good Christian, and that's not good enough for you, Lord. You want us to live in freedom. You want us to live according to your will. You want us to be filled with the Spirit. You want us to walk, this wonderful, adventurous walk of faith in abundant life. Oh, Lord Jesus, open our minds and open our hearts. Let us be ready for the things that you have. Let us be open to a new revelation from your word as we read it. And help us, Lord, to be disciplined enough to read it every day. To meditate upon your word. To pray every day. To pray at all times. To sing to you, Lord, a new song. Whether that is in the choir or in the shower. And I want to thank you, Lord Jesus. Because you are here. You have blessed us. You have blessed the Markham Missionary Church. You have blessed the Clink family, Lord. We want to thank you for them. And we pray, Lord Jesus, help us to be open to the new things that you have for us. Because we know that the time is short. You are coming. And you are coming soon. May you, Lord, be glorified, exalted, magnified. May we recognize your majesty forever. And we do pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And the people of God say, Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's continue on worshiping.